When protesters calling themselves the Occupy Wall Street movement started to stage demonstrations in New York 21 days ago, it was under the radar. But since then, the protests have picked up steam, spawned similar sit-ins across the country, and drawn progressive activists, labor unionists, students, average Joes, angry at income disparity and the lack of punishment of Wall Street tycoons involved in the economic collapse, and anarchists. The BBC's Paul Adams reports.
Tuning up for a revolution. From New York to Los Angeles, from Cincinnati to the nation's capital, Americans are getting used to the sights and sounds of a new movement. Some like to call it the American Autumn, after this year's remarkable events in the Arab world.
Mohammed Bouazizi was now living on a wire. He went and bought some paint thinner, set himself on fire.
Words concrete, 99%.
It's noisy, it's fervent, and it covers a host of issues. Jobs, corporate greed, America's wars, abortion, and the death penalty. Incoherent, perhaps, but, say the demonstrators, the start of something big.
I'm here because I didn't want to miss the beginning of the revolution. I think it is a revolution. It's not an instant revolution. It's not something that's going to happen in a day, a month, or a year. But I think it's the beginning of a tidal change in America.
I'm here because I want to see change in our political and economic system, which currently are entwined and inseparable.
I don't believe our government can be trusted anymore. I don't believe that our politicians listen to its constituents anymore. And we want to make our voices heard.
In a Washington hotel, an anthem from 1968 serenades delegates at a conference of progressives from across the country.
There's real energy in this country among progressives, among citizens. I think people have reached their insult level and they're starting to move.
Robert Borisage of the Campaign for America's Future is one of the conference organizers, only too happy to join the dots from events as far back as last March.
You saw it in Wisconsin when the governor tried to shut down the right of workers to organize, and you saw it in Occupy Wall Street, where young people showed incredible discipline when the police provoked them. And you see it here, where 2,000 organizers from across the country, 200 organizations, are coming together to build a movement to defend and take back the American dream.
And if the title of this week's event, Take Back the American Dream, sounds like the sort of thing conservative Tea Party activists have been organizing so successfully for the past 2 years, perhaps that's because there's a little bit of left-wing envy that it's the right that's been capturing all the headlines.
Somehow, the Tea Party got the memo, but we didn't over the past couple of years. Apparently, marching and protesting make a difference in America. Who knew?
That's Van Jones, a charismatic civil rights and environmental activist and one-time green jobs advisor in the White House.
And if marching and protesting, when you represent 15% of public opinion, can change the whole direction of the country, which is what the Tea Party did. Well, what's going to happen when those of us who represent the 99% start marching and protesting and standing up for what we believe in? This is a new day. It's a new day in America.
Well, maybe. But the enthusiasm, if real, sounds a little muted. It's been a difficult couple of years for the organized left in America. Conference delegate Saha Masachi says the excitement is not really here in the hotel. It's outside, on the streets.
I'm really inspired by Occupy Wall Street. I think that they are the sort of banner that we've been waiting for, the energy that we need.
You can bang, you can dance, you can chant, whatever gets you from point A to point B.
The delegates get on the bus for the trip across town to Capitol Hill. Bob Burr has traveled here from the other side of the country, fed up with simply waiting for things to get better.
Most people in America are like that frog who's put in the pot of water and the heat's turned up. They don't know what's happening to them.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
There's certainly something happening here, but it's still too early to know where, if anywhere, it's going. As the left and right tussle over the meaning of the American dream, one always threatening to take it back from the other, it seems clear that next year's election campaign can only benefit.
The BBC's Paul Adams in Washington.